For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alex Satrowski, the senior forward out of Savage, Minnesota, and one of the assistant captains of the squad. Last weekend, you defeat North Dakota 4-1, 2-1, first sweep since 2008. Congratulations on that feat.
Thank you. It was awesome. It's a great feeling to sweep North Dakota.
Your line Friday scored 3 out of 4 goals. There's definitely some chemistry between the three of you, Caitlin and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Talk about that chemistry.
I mean, both of them are great to play with. They both have unbelievable speed. Steph's got a rocket of a shot. And Tugis, you never know what she's going to come up with. So, but, yeah, it's great playing with both of them.
Well, and you're forechecking. You add that into that line. Don't be humble. I know you've worked really hard on that. That's kind of your forte, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I give all credit to those two, though. They're great.
Well, your team is off to one of its best starts in program history. What makes this year's team so special?
You know, I think a lot of it had to do with our incoming freshmen. They are great. We absolutely love them. And their level of competitiveness that they came in with just pushed everyone else up to the next level, and I think that really had a factor on our playing right now. So,
your last 2 weekends of play, knock off number one Minnesota at their barn nonetheless. They were number one at the time. You knock off number 10 North Dakota. What do you think is the reason for the success?
I think we've just had a positive attitude, and coach tells us, you know, it's good to be confident, but you don't want to be cocky. So I think everyone's kind of on the same page with that. So,
speaking of coach, new coach Jim Scanlon, what's it been like playing for him so far?
It's been great. He's a really positive coach. He gets everyone going, and every practice, the first thing we do is take 2 laps, and he's out there skating the 2 laps with us. So he's a great guy, yeah. He's a great coach, great. I don't know. Yeah, because I don't have too much else to say, but yeah, he's
well. I know that great. First weekend we were out at Robert Morris, and before the team even got off the bus to go in for that first game, he gets up and he gives this speech, and I'll never forget. I don't remember exactly what he said, mm-hmm. but the look on everybody's face, it got you all pumped up, didn't it?
Oh yeah, that's one thing that he does that I've never had any coach do. He comes in twice before we go on the ice, and then before we walk right on, he's talking to us again, pumping us up again. So he's really for the team, and it's all about his speeches, which is great.
That's awesome. So, as a senior looking back on the past 3 years, how much has this team improved?
Tremendously. It's crazy. Coming in as a freshman, those seniors were absolutely amazing. And, I mean, all the years that I've played with, all the seniors have been great too. But being a senior now, it's I can't believe how fast the time has flown. It's crazy.
I bet. And you're now part of the captain squad. You got Christine Grenier as the captain of the team. Mm-hmm. You and Stephanie Anderson are the assistant captains. What does that feel like to know that your teammates voted you as captain?
It's great, but I try not to like look at it that way. I think all of us seniors are leaders in our own way. So I think, I mean, having a letter on my jersey is obviously an honor, but I think almost everyone's a leader. So.
Your team had been receiving votes in the national polls. You knock off North Dakota, now you're number 9 in the country. Mm-hmm. Most people don't think there's much to be said about polls, but that's got to give you guys confidence, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. Everyone today has been talking about it and everything, but like Scanlon said earlier, he asked us after every game, have we accomplished anything? And everyone says no, because we have goals to achieve at the end of the season. So,
and what kind of team goals did you guys set?
Well, obviously this year we want to get farther in the playoffs than we have, and I think that's just our biggest one. We want to do well there. So
I know, ironically, North Dakota knocked you guys out of the playoffs mm-hmm. last year. You guys were hosting the final face-off. Mm-hmm. This year they host it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of would be sweet, wouldn't it, to get to that point?
It would.
A little payback.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Cart before the horse, right?
Yeah.
First things first. Another bye week this weekend. You had a weekend off in between Minnesota mm-hmm. and North Dakota. How do you spend your time this week as you prepare for Minnesota Duluth?
I think a lot of girls have been going home, seeing family, and since we can't go home for Thanksgiving, I think catch up on family time, so just taking it easy.
Well, you know, Duluth is going to be another physical battle.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
always are, and they've always had BSU's number, until recently, of course.
Right.
What's kind of the mindset going into playing the Bulldogs?
I think we just have the same mindset that we do every game. We take every game serious. And just look for the win, I suppose.
You're an education major, right?
I am.
Tell us what you've been doing this semester.
Well, I am going to be a physical education teacher, and I have a major in health as well. In this semester, I have been doing my student practicum at Northern Elementary, and I've been working with the first grade students.
Fun.
And they're great.
What a blast.
It's so fun, yeah.
Kind of breaks up the monotony of schoolwork, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, minus getting up early for it.
Totally yeah. Worth it, though.
Yeah, they're cute.
Alex, enjoy the weekend, and good luck. Go get the Bulldogs next weekend.
Thanks, Kelly.